I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Not guilty. That's the verdict by a Chicago jury. R&B superstar R. Kelly was acquitted today on all child pornography charges. We'll get an update on that later, but first, officials raised questions about a suspicious fire that burned down the home of rapper 50 Cent's ex and child. And BET co-founder Sheila Johnson produces a documentary for a rival TV network. Our entertainment guru, Allison Samuels of Newsweek magazine, is here to give us the latest. Hey, Allison.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. We're talking about rapper 50 Cent. He's got an 11-year-old son with his ex-girlfriend, Shanika Tompkins. They have been fighting over ownership of a house. Now, she lived in the house with the son, and the house burned down at the end of May. Right. Reporters asked Tompkins if she thought 50 set the fire. Here's her response.
Yes, I think he would. He's obsessed. If he can't have it, he's like, no one can. He's upset.
So you guys are fighting over the house, right?
Yes. We're in court. We're in litigation. We're fighting over the house.
Just to say again, what did he tell you?
He said that he's going to have someone come kill me and watch what he does. And this is what he did.
So he threatened you?
Yes. And he has made no contact to even see how his son is doing. No contact.
Now, 50 Cent said that he's happy no one was hurt in the fire. He is concerned with the welfare of his child. That's what he says. How do you think this is playing out, and could this really hurt him?
Well, yes. I mean, it sounds, you know, really, you know, horrible. And given the fact that I think his sales dropped off from the last album, this certainly is not going to help his reputation. But the thing that's unfortunate for me on this is that having dealt with 50 so many times over the years, I always really liked him and always found him to be a really nice guy, totally opposite to his persona. But the disturbing part about this is that he would sort of go to court to fight to have the mother of his child thrown out. I know one of the things he was saying that it's his house and she was having men come over. And, you know, I think that's such a male ego kind of thing. I'm like, well, you know, you're not together with her anymore. So
you broke up.
Yeah. So why can't she have someone else come over? But I think that was his argument. But, you know, for it to be his kid, I find it hard to believe that the man would set fire to a home with his child in it, because that house burnt down to the ground. So the fact that no one was really hurt is amazing. And I find it hard to believe that he would do that to his own kid. That said, when feelings get involved, you know, you never know what people will do. But I can't imagine this is going to help his reputation, no.
Now, if this continues, mm-hmm. not even necessarily to the point of charges, but to a formal investigation, do you think that some of his big endorsement deals will fall through?
Oh, I think so. I think that's the thing. He's been such a savvy businessman over the last couple of years with so many deals with different, you know, from his clothing company to vitamin water. He's been really smart about those things. That's why it's another reason why I sort of feel like, why would he put himself in this position when he has so much to lose? But I don't think it's any way that those endorsements will stay intact when you're being accused of basically trying to kill your own family.
Well, I want to move on to another intercouple rivalry, this one on a business level at least. Bob Johnson made his name and fortune by founding Black Entertainment Television, or BET, sold the company for millions to Viacom. And the woman who used to be his business partner and his wife is now making moves of her own. Sheila Johnson is a philanthropist, part owner of a WNBA team, and now she's produced a documentary. It's called A Powerful Noise. What's it about?
It's about actually poverty and how it affects women all over the world. And in the documentary, she has a woman from Africa, a woman from Vietnam, and a woman from Bosnia. And it basically shows how no matter where these women are in the world, they still suffer from the same type of, you know, ailments because they don't have money and they're not able to make ends meet. So it's a really great film. I mean, I really admire Sheila for actually doing this and sort of bringing to the world stage that most women around the world live on $2 a day and they have to take care of their children with that, and that this is something that the world needs to understand, because if women, you know, cannot survive, the fabric of the world sort of suffers. That's sort of her overall point. So it's a great documentary.
Is there any irony, or just, I guess, even common sense to the idea that it's airing on BET's rival TV One?
I think that, you know, well, Kathy Hughes is TV One, who's a woman, an African-American woman. So, I mean, in that sense, I can see where she would feel like, okay, this is someone who would understand this plight a little bit better. BET is not necessarily known for its documentaries on world, you know, the betterment of the world. So I can also see her wanting to put it on a network that was a little bit more serious than BET, which is mostly videos. But also, you know, the divorce between Bob Johnson and Sheila Johnson was very ugly. I think, you know, if anyone sort of remembers it, it was not a very pleasant situation. So I don't see why she would try to embrace BET with this.
All right, finally and briefly, Forbes magazine has a list of the most powerful and wealthiest celebrities in the world. Four of the top 10 are black, or black and Kablan Asian. We're talking about Oprah, Tiger, Beyonce, and Jay-Z. What do you think it says about blackness that, you know, they're all over this list?
Well, I think it's great in many ways, because it just it does show that we do have that power, we have that visibility, we have the, you know, the ability to actually sell things and to invest and to be savvy in our investments. And I think that's what it shows. I think the fact that Jay-Z and Beyonce are on there, I think Oprah and Tiger we sort of expected, but I think Beyonce and Jay-Z being on there is really great, because you see this power couple, two African Americans married to each other, you know, being able to dominate, you know, in their parts of the business. And I think that's something we haven't seen in a long time. So that's what I think that was a really great part of seeing that list.
And it's always great to see you.
Thank you.
That was Allison Samuels of Newsweek magazine speaking to us before the R. Kelly verdict was announced. Luckily, she was able to rejoin us to give us an update on the case. Allison, thanks for coming back on.
Thank you.
So R&B superstar R. Kelly found not guilty on all 14 counts of child pornography. First of all, tell us a little bit more about what the basis of this case was.
The basic of the case was the videotape with a 14-year-old girl, an underage girl. And one of the biggest problems for the prosecution was obviously that the girl said it was not her in the tape, and R. Kelly said it was not him in the tape. And I think, you know, from what it seems, the jury just really couldn't get past that, that neither one of them admitted being in the tape.
Now, what do you think is going to be the ramification of this verdict, if any, on his career?
You know, I don't think there is going to be much. I mean, even when he was indicted, even with all of the sort of stories that have come out about him and allegedly being with young, underage girls, his record sales never, you know, suffered. His, you know, just his visibility never suffered. His fans never wavered. So actually, I don't think this is going to hurt him at all. If anything, it'll actually help him, because he can come out and say, I was vindicated, I've been persecuted, and they were wrong.
This verdict comes 6 years after the charges were filed. Why did it take so long to make its way through the system?
On both ends, but I think particularly on R. Kelly's end, which I was told by the prosecutor that they did a lot of delay of court, you know, just basically arguing with all the forensic scientists that they were going to bring on to sort of dispute the fact that it wasn't him in the tape. That was basically a lot of just back and forth between the prosecution and the defense on who was going to actually be able to testify in the first place. And that, you know, just took it years and years again. And also one of the judges had a heart attack. The prosecutor had a baby. All kind of things sort of went on in the last 6 years.
For people who don't know a lot about him, explain why R. Kelly is such a big figure.
He is, I think he's a big figure because he's such a talent, and no one can take that away from him. He's an incredible talent and really one of the few in R&B now that can sing, produce, write. He can do it all. And I think a lot of people, you know, just don't remember that from these days. I mean, these days you don't have a lot of artists like that. And R. Kelly is that original artist that can do it all, and he's able to sort of produce other artists and make them better. And I think in this day and time, you just don't see it. And, you know, people really respect him for that.
Now, we've seen celebrity trials from Michael Jackson to O.J. Simpson, Snoop Dogg, where celebrities are not convicted. Does their celebrity status play a role in that?
I think so. I mean, you've obviously had other celebrities to get convicted, like Kiefer Sutherland and people like that. But I think on a level, particularly when it comes to a certain kind of case like this case, which was so disturbing, I think a lot of times we don't want to see celebrities. We don't want to believe our celebrities are involved in anything that, you know, sort of awful. And I think with R. Kelly, since it never wavered his support from his fans, I just think they never accepted that this was a possibility that he, you know, was capable of doing something like this.
Well, Allison, it's great to talk to you, and thanks for the update.
Thank you.
That was entertainment contributor Allison Samuels of Newsweek magazine.